This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Prime Minister calls on the entire country, including radio stations, to pause for 5 minutes of reflection on Sunday as she addressed the nation on crime. Counseling to be provided for students involved in lewd behavior shown on social media. The central bank governor says small businesses to benefit from new banking guidelines, and at least 100 people are injured after Bangladesh students clash in job quota protests. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has issued a statement on gun violence, appealing for a national effort and urging the nation to step up and become champions in building a common peace. In her address last evening, Ms. Motley called on Barbadians to immediately address the absence of religious and moral grounding in our children. She urged all religious services across the island this weekend to pray for a national resolve to build a peaceful Barbados.
I call now formally to let us all agree that our religious services this weekend, from Friday to Sunday, across the entire island, that those services send up prayers for those who have fallen and for the strengthening of the resolve of all of the rest of us living here for a peaceful Barbados, to build the common peace in Barbados. I saw the picture, the powerful picture today, of the three mothers in white as they carried their vigil out yesterday evening. Our thoughts and prayers are with you and all of the others who have lost family. But equally, I say that if we want to stand in solidarity with all of you, I ask now every Barbadian, each of us, to pause for 5 minutes this Saturday, July 20th, at midday, for silent reflection wherever we are, whatever we are doing, other than, of course, the essential services.
Ms. Motley also urged radio and television stations to pause for a five-minute period and to play appropriate music for reflection and to encourage the building of a common peace in the country. Prime Minister also wants leaders of all summer camps to speak to their children.
In addition, I call on all summer camp leaders, because I know that school is out, to take time on Monday morning to speak to their kids in their care, and to step up equally on this journey with us. The basic rules that we have always been taught must be reinforced in our children, whether in schools or summer camps or religious institutions, to ensure stronger values. They must live them, and we must teach them how they must use them.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Counseling is to be provided for the school children who were at the center of a viral video on social media. This was revealed by Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw after meeting with the principal, the class teacher, and other school officials yesterday.
We met with the principal, senior teacher, information technology coordinator, and the class teacher this morning. The ministry is satisfied with the plan that will be put in place to prevent future occurrences like these on school property. I use the opportunity to commend the principal and team for being proactive in this situation. As soon as it came to her attention, she began to address it. The ministry will continue to lend its support by providing counseling for the children and their parents.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Meantime, General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Herbert Gittins, who is a primary school principal, stressed the need for students to be properly supervised.
What I would advise my colleagues, principals, teachers in the system is to continue to work to ensure that children know what is right and wrong. What is critical in any school, and as a trade union, as a principal, I would say to my colleagues, is that students must be supervised and properly supervised at all times, because we are in a society where the social media, the technology is available. The students have devices, they have cell phones. They see everything that is happening in the world on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram, and the other social media. And they will tend to want to try some of these things.
He also believes it's important for teachers as well as parents to constantly emphasize good values and behavior.
And I would want teachers to continue to instill in children that the best way is the high road, and that's to always respect yourself and others, and to behave well on the streets. Respect your uniforms, respect your elders, respect your teachers, and try hard to be good citizens at all times.
General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Herbert Gittins. Educator Sandy Field Kelman has expressed concern over lewd music being played and rowdy behaviors in the public transportation system. Speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program, Mrs. Field Kelman, described her experience on a minibus last week while taking a group of children on a tour. She wants the authorities to crack down on these practices within the sector.
So much lewd music. Then a guy got in the bus and lit up a spliff. So we went down to the back of the bus. And I will not repeat the words, but it was about men's parts and women's private parts. And there are young children in the bus, David. Why do we have to pay our money to have to sit and go through this? Where are the authorities who are supposed to clamp down on these types of things? The owners of the buses.
Educator Sandy Field Kelman. Small businesses are to benefit from new banking guidelines. Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge stressed that under the new guidelines, small businesses will not be required to pay banking fees once their deposits remain under the $10,000 threshold.
We took a very simple approach. We kind of say, look, if it's a small business, then by looking at the flows, we determined that, and in discussion with the institutions, $10,000 seems to be a reasonable amount. So if you're going to deposit $10,000 in cash, that should carry no fee. Above that, a fee would apply. Of course, the principle of non-objection central bank would come into effect. In other words, financial institution will let us know what they intend and we will respond accordingly. But that $10,000 cutoff is more than reasonable, in our view, for small businesses and individuals to be able to conduct and encourage them to do business.
Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge. Executive Director of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder, welcomes the new guidelines outlined by the central bank. The new guidelines inform how commercial banks and deposit-taking financial institutions must operate and deal with customers, including the charging of fees and handling of complaints.
I want to first commend the Central Bank of Barbados for presenting a very comprehensive set of guidelines that will help consumers in Barbados who are using the banking institutions to understand how to go about and become less frustrated in their dealings with the commercial banks in Barbados. One of the things that I've noticed is that the central bank focus on the AML regulation, especially the counterterrorism aspect of it. But what we would have wanted at BCEN is for them to focus more on the know your customer part of it, because that's where most of the frustration comes from consumers.
She's encouraging Barbadians to get familiar with the new banking guidelines.
It's a step, as I said, in the right direction. It's only the beginning. I hope that many Barbadians will get a hold of the guidelines, read them, and understand them for themselves. We certainly at BCEN will be going through those guidelines thoroughly, and where needed, and we have to use them to defend customers' interests, we certainly will do so.
Executive Director at the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder. And finally, more than 100 students were injured across Bangladesh in clashes between those protesting to end a quota system for government jobs and others loyal to the ruling party. The protests marked the first significant demonstrations that Prime Minister Sheikh Hassani has faced since she won a fourth straight term in an election in January boycotted by the main opposition. The protests began earlier this month after the High Court ordered the government to restore 30% job quotas for the descendants of freedom fighters. They have continued despite Bangladesh's top court suspending that order for a month last week. Recapping the headlines. The Prime Minister calls on the entire country, including radio stations, to pause for 5 minutes of reflection on Sunday. Counseling to be provided for students involved in lewd behavior shown on social media. The central bank governor says small businesses to benefit from new banking guidelines, and at least 100 people injured after Bangladesh students clash in job quota protest. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.